I want to move from the western tip of Europe and Spain to the east, specifically in Ukraine, where there are about 3 million people that have been plagued with what the New York Times has described as a frozen zone. What exactly do they mean by that, and what's going on here?
Well, frozen, sometimes literally, given the weather in the region, but nonetheless, frozen politically, economically. Now, as we all know, there's been this war in eastern Ukraine. The pro-Russian separatists that now govern the region overtook about, the eastern part of Ukraine, about 3 million people living there in limbo. Now, neither Moscow nor Kiev seem to be all that interested in supporting. There is no patron, really, in this region. So a lot of homelessness and hopelessness. No kids are going to school. In fact, the young people have left the region, leaving largely the elderly to try to survive. Food is in short supply. So it's interesting to see how this has emerged in the strategic purpose of the region, which there really isn't much of one other than having that kind of frozen area that provides this buffer to Russia regarding the eastward expansion of NATO if the western part of Ukraine is to become a member of NATO. So, we see a significant burden being taken on by the people living in that territory. And there are those just that aren't really interested in helping out. And so we've got a long-term crisis that's brewing.
Is there any precedent to this situation? I know you've spent your career studying a lot of these post-Soviet zones and the political vacuum that was created after the fall of communism. How common are these frozen zones? Where else have we seen this in Europe?
Well, I think look at the entirety of Eastern Europe during the Cold War. Frozen to the extent that it really just kind of sat there waiting for one side or the other to make any kind of move. I mean, it was governed by the Soviet Union, the Soviet Union was its patron, but at the same time, it was in limbo. And we see a lot of effects of that limbo today. So there's precedent for it. You can find it in other parts of the world, but certainly in this region of the world, it's been most prevalent.
That's Suzette Grelot. She's the regular host of Worldviews. Suzette, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Brian.